今天早上我们谈到信心的重要性。
This morning we talk about the importance of faith.
信心是我们领受恩典的一种直接的途径。
Through faith we can receive grace directly.
往往因为我们怀疑啊，或者是不信啊，就会失掉很多啊，从神来的恩典。
But sometimes because we have doubts, we don't receive or lose the faith and the grace that comes and blessings from God.
我们看一下列王记上第七章。
And let's see First Kings.
记下 Second.
Sorry, Second Kings.
列王记下七章啊，这里讲到一个故事。
Chapter seven.
列王记下七章。
Second Kings chapter seven.
因为当时啊，以色列国啊遭遇到饥荒。
At that time, the land of Israel was undergoing famine.
因为主要的原因啊，就是啊，王跟百姓啊离开了神。
Because the king and the people of Israel had left God.
所以神就让他们啊落在敌国的手中。
So God had descended them into the hands of the enemies.
这个敌国啊，就把他们这个城市围起来。
So the enemies had surrounded the cities.
所以这个首都撒玛利亚就发生了很严重的饥荒。
So the capital of Samaria had undergone great famine.
甚至有的人呐、啊，把小孩子啊拿来啊交换杀来吃。
In fact, people exchanged their children and cannibalized them.
这人间啊，很凄惨的事情。
And amongst men, many cruel things happened.
人一穷到啊，一没有东西吃啊，连自己的孩子都吃，真的很可怕。
Poor to the extent that they even ate their own children.
不过神借着以利亚、以利沙先知啊，应许他们说要让他们有食物可以吃。
But through Elisha, prophet Elisha, God granted them the possibility of food to eat.
所以先知就说啊，神说啊，明天啊，你们有粮食可以吃。
Prophet said to them, tomorrow you will have food to eat.
有一个军长啊，他讲了一句话。
A commander of the army said.
他说我才不相信。
I don't believe you.
就是天上窗户打开了，从天上掉下食物来啊，我都不相信有这样的事情。
Even if the windows of heaven opened, food descended and fell onto earth.I still don't believe such a thing happened.
这个先知就对这个军长说，你可以看得见，但是你吃不到。
The prophet said to this commander, you will be able to see it, but you will not be able to eat partake of it.
本来这个敌人的军队把这个撒玛利亚城围着。
The enemies had already surrounded the capital of Samaria.
但是突然间啊，神让那个敌人的军队听到那个脚步声，他们以为说以色列的援军来了。
Then they heard the Samaritan, the enemies heard the footsteps of the Israelites. Israelites.
所以那些军人呐、啊、就逃跑了。
So in fact, their army had scattered.
所以他们就把那个他们的东西通通留下来。
And they left all their armaments behind.
有四个那个长大麻风的人。
And there were four lepers.
因为麻风病的人啊都要被隔离在外面。
Because the four lepers had to be segregated outside.
他们没有东西吃了。
And they had nothing to eat.
他们想说啊，我们没有东西也是饿死。
And they said, we have nothing to eat, we will hunger to death.
我们不如去投降这个敌人的军队。
And so therefore, let us surrender to our enemies.
他们如果把我们杀掉，我们还是一样死。
After all, if they kill us, we'll die anyway.
那至少他们也有可能啊，把我们留下来，我们就有东西吃了。
But on the other hand, they might spare our lives and even give us food to eat.
结果他们到那个军营的时候啊，发现说一个人都没有。
So when they came to the enemy's encampment, they found no one.
因为敌人都跑掉了。
For the enemies
had. 而且留下很多很多的食物。
And they left behind
much. 哇，他们就一直拿一直吃啊。
They took and they ate.
后来他们想说啊，城里面的人啊，一个一个都在饿死啊，我们主顾在这里吃。
They obviously felt sorrow for the people who were starving in their city and said they only took care of themselves eating.
所以他们就去告诉那个守城门的。
So they told the sentry.
说敌人都跑掉了，有很多的食物啊。
And said the enemies, your enemies have scattered. There's a lot of food out there.
后来城里面的人啊，他们就出来啊，把那个食物就搬进去。
So the besieged people in the castle came out and got all the food and brought it back.
所以他们这个城里面呢、啊、的饥荒啊就得到解除。
And so that settled the famine in, within the city.
哎呦人来来往往很多啊。
Because many people came, there were lots of them.
所以王就派那个军长啊去维持秩序。
So the king asked the commander to go around and do surveillance.
啊这个因为人来来往往 很多啊。啊这个后来那个军长就被践踏死掉了。
And because there were so many people, he was then trampled to death.
啊按照那个以撒跟他讲的你既然不相信神的话你看得见但是你吃不到。
Just as was prophesied by the Elisha saying that you will see, but you will not partake of any of it.
啊所以这个是我们一个见证哦神的恩典要给你。
So this is a testimony. God will give his blessings to you.
但是你信心啊你有信心你能就能够承受神的恩。
But you must also have faith so that you can receive this blessing.
但是我们如果存着不信的心啊说你虽然看到神的恩典但是你得不到。
But if you have a heart of disbelief, then even though you see the grace of God, you will still not be able to share, partake with it.
所以这个信心真的很重要。
So this shows the importance of faith.
我们今天下午来谈这个有价值的眼泪。
So let's afternoon discuss the value of the tears of status.
神造我们人啊，啊我们人充满着感情。
So man creates, man's created with emotions.
所以人的情绪变化齁有时候有喜乐有悲伤。
So your emotions change, sometimes there's sorrow, sometimes there's delight.
有时候有快乐有时候也会有怒气。
Sometimes there's happiness, sometimes there's anger.
就是人的表情啊这个情绪啊有时候会表现出来。
These are the manifestations of emotions in mankind.
人有时候遇到一些啊痛苦的事情啊会悲伤会流眼泪。
When you meet something of sorrow, you will have tears in your eyes.
啊这是很自然的你遇到忧伤的事情啊啊就流泪哀哭啊。
Then when you meet a situation of sorrow that you will wail and you will cry.
啊有的啊。哭声啊很严重啊说虽然没有哀哭啊那个啊心情啊很悲伤啊有时候啊主诉掉眼泪但是没有办法出声啊。
But sometimes you can have the heart of sorrow, wail and cry, but no sound will come out.
啊就是表示说他那个伤心实在太大了。
This sometimes shows there's such severity in your sorrow.
啊事实上啊有时候不只是那个悲伤的事情痛苦的事情会哭。
But sometimes it's not just tears, cry from matters of sorrow,
有时候太高兴的时候也会让人掉眼泪呢。
When you are overjoyed, you will also sometimes shed tears.
然后说中文说啊，就喜极而泣了、哦、高兴得不得了了，超乎自己想象的，也会掉眼泪。
So sometimes when you're overwhelmed with joy, tears will also fall from your eyes.
那所以这个流泪啊，这是一种自然的现象。
So falling of the tears, you know, shedding of tears is a natural phenomenon.
啊、当然也有的人、啊、有一种病态、哦、那个眼线、啊、那个、啊、那个泪管、啊、被阻塞、啊、当然他就没有眼泪。
Some people have diseased eye, tear ducts, of course they cannot have.
你说啊这叫 dry eye,、哦、干的干燥的眼、啊、没有办法掉眼泪、啊、所以你眼睛很不舒服的。
So some people have no tears at all, they have dry eyes and uncomfortable.
啊、因为这个眼泪、啊、有时候可以、啊、帮助、啊、眼睛、啊、让眼睛舒服一点、啊哎、不会花眼。
Tears are lubricants of the eyes and eyelids so that they don't、rub against each other.
有时候我们悲伤的时候、啊、哭一哭、啊啊、流点眼泪、啊啊、会让我们舒服一点。
Sometimes with sorrow,、tearing and crying,will make you feel more comfortable.
它能够帮助我们解除忧愁苦闷呢、啊。
So it will actually help to alleviate some of the sorrow and loneliness.
所以神帮我们做一个眼睛能够流眼泪啊，那其实这个对我们身体上啊是有好处的。
So sometimes you think about the creation of the eyes with tear ducts is a wonderful creation.
那有的人呢、啊，那个流泪啊没什么价值。
Sometimes people's tears.Have no value.
有的人的眼泪啊，却很有价值啊。
But some people's tears have a lot of value.
他说神还会纪念呢、啊。
That even God will recognize this value.
我们看以赛亚，看诗篇五十六篇。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 58.
诗篇五十六篇的第八节。
Let's turn to Psalms 58 verse 8.
诗篇五十六篇第八节。我几次流离，你都记述。求你把我的眼泪啊，装在那个皮带里面。啊，这都不都是记在你的册子吗？这个大卫啊，大卫是神所要用的一个人。
David is a man who God wants to use.
啊，但是大卫啊，神给他的操练也很大。
But God also gave David a lot of trials and.
啊，虽然年轻的时候啊，就战胜了敌人哥利亚。
So when he was younger, he triumphed over Goliath.
但是后来因为王的嫉妒啊，他变成了到处要流浪。
But due to the jealousy of the king, he had to wander escaping all over the country.
啊，到处躲啊，到处受苦。
He had to hide and to suffer.
啊，所以他说啊，他一直都漂流无定。
So he was wandering around without any stability.
啊，他在受苦当中啊，也流下了不少的眼泪。
And in his sufferings, he shed many a tear.
但他说啊，我所经历的事情啊，神都把我记在他的册子里面。
But he said, my experiences and tears have been recorded in the book.
我所流的眼泪啊，神都把它装在那个皮带里面。
And the tears that I shed has been hidden, has been kept.
也就是说啊，他知道他所受的苦啊，啊所流的眼泪啊，没有白费掉。
It's been kept in a bottle, knowing that his tears were not wasted.
啊，因为他在啊流泪当中啊，啊神带领他啊，后来从他苦境当中转回啊。
For in his tears and his bitterness, God continued to lead him and saved him.
啊，经过了神的熬炼完全以后啊，后来神高举他成为全以色列国的国王。
And after his trials and tribulations, God lifted him up so that he became king of Israel.
可以过去啊，他受苦流泪啊，这些啊啊没有白流。
So he knew that his tears were not shed in vain.
那我们知道说啊，有的人呐、啊、的眼泪啊是啊。无效的。
But we know some people's tears have no value.
我们看希伯来书十二章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书十二章。
12. Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章十六节。
Hebrews 12 verse 16.
十二章十六节。
Chapter 12 verse 16.
恐怕有淫乱的，有贪恋世俗之以少的。他因为一点点的食物啊，把自己的长子的名分就卖了。十七节。后来想要承受父亲所住的福，竟被弃绝，虽然嚎哭切求啊，却得不着门路，使他父亲的心意回转。这是你们知道的。这希伯来书的作者啊，告诉我们这个以扫的故事。
Tells us the story of Esau.
啊，以扫啊，本来是以撒的大儿子。
Esau was the elder son of Isaac.
啊，本来这个大儿子啊，按照当时的规矩啊，可以承受双倍的福分。
So the elder son should be the major inheritor of the wealth of the father.
啊，承受啊双倍的产业。
And will receive all his wealth.
啊，也能够承受神对亚伯拉罕呢 啊的应许的福分。
And not only that, receive the blessings of God to Abraham.
啊，当然这个福分是要一代一代这样传下去的。
So this portion of inheritance will go from one generation.
啊，当然这个长子啊，本来是应该得到这个福气的。
So the elder son should receive this blessing.
啊，以扫跟雅各啊是双胞胎的啊。
And both,
兄弟
both Esau and his brother were twins.
以扫是先生出来，应该这个福分是他的。
So Esau was the firstborn, so therefore that would be his birthright.
那我们看到说这个以扫本身啊，对这个长子的福分啊，他不重视。
But Esau never really valued his birthright.
啊，他接着说啊，这个没有什么啦。
He thought he belittled that value.
啊，所以有一次他打猎回来。
So after hunting one day, he
啊，他弟弟啊在熬红豆汤。
His younger brother was cooking some red bean soup.
他叫弟弟说：“你把你的红豆汤给我。”
He said, "Little brother, give me some of your red bean soup."
弟弟说：“啊，你如果要吃我的红豆汤，你要把长子的名分跟我交换。”
His little brother said, "You want to take my red bean soup? We have to swap birthrights."
以扫说：“啊，我已经累得半死了，这个长子名分呢，啊，又能够带给我什么呢？”
Esau says, "I am tired after hunting. What good is this birthright to me?"
所以他就很轻易的用长子的名分啊，跟弟弟交换红豆汤。
So he very lightly dismissed that value and exchanged his birthright for a bowl of red bean soup.
啊，他的弟弟说你要发誓哦。
And his brother said, "You have to."
他就发誓了啊，弟弟就红豆汤给他喝。
And after the oath was uttered, the bowl of soup was
given. 啊，喝完以后啊，他就很轻松、快快的、快乐的就走掉了。
And after partaking of the red bean soup, he was very happy and wandered away.
圣经里面就特别记载说，你看那个以扫是多么看清啊，这个长子的名分。
And the Bible records how lightly Esau had regarded his birthright.
啊，后来父亲年纪大了。
So when his father became old,
要跟儿子祝福。
And time to bless his children.
啊，当然那个时候啊，雅各又趁着机会啊，夺取父亲的祝福。
And at that time, Jacob thwarted the right of Esau for the birthright and got the blessings instead.
如果人看了是雅各用的是狡猾的手段。
Indeed, the method Jacob used was very underhand.
因为他打扮像哥哥的样子。
For he disguised himself in the
啊，哥哥身上有毛啊，所以他把那个羊的皮啊，啊就铺在手上。
To mimic the hairy arms of his brother, he laid on the skin of sheep.
啊，还穿上那个哥哥的衣服。
And he put on the clothes of his brother.
啊，因为爸爸眼睛昏花了，所以看不清楚。
And because his father's vision was very poor, he could not discern carefully.
说听起来声音好像雅各啊，怎么摸起来啊像以扫？
And he heard the sounds that sounded like Jacob, but felt that it was Esau.
啊，结果呢，搞不清楚的时候就为他祝福了。
And in his confusion, blessed him.
啊，所以等到以扫打猎回来的时候啊。
And when Esau returned from his hunt,
爸爸说啊，我已经啊把这个福气啊已经祝福给那个雅各了。
His father said, "I already have given my blessings to Jacob."
所以以扫后来就失掉了福气。
As such, Esau lost his.
所以古说这个长辈啊，对儿孙的祝福啊，这个不是形式的，因为神就透过他们凭着信心啊，给儿孙祝福。
This was not something that has to be held lightly, because through this, God had given the blessings to the elder son.
所以后来雅各的祖孙啊，就得神祝福。
So the progeny, the children of Jacob, then received this blessing.
以扫的祖孙啊，后来就整个民族就消失掉了。
And the descendants of Esau really did not receive it and really diminished.
所以这里讲到说，你看以扫为着一点点的名，一点点的食物啊，把长子的名分就出卖了。
So really, Esau had sold his birthright for just a small little item, little red bean soup.
后来后悔，想要求父亲给他祝福。
And he pleaded with his father for the blessing.
父亲说啊，我还能够为你做什么呢？
His father said to him, "What else can I do for you?"
啊，所以以扫一直哀哭啊，求啊，啊，但是已经没有办法了。
And despite Esau's pleas, and there was already no other thing, nothing else his father could do.
所以以扫后来再怎么哀哭啊，但是已经失掉了福分了，失掉了那个机会。
And despite all his pleas and wailing, he already lost his opportunity.
啊，就是做我们的见证。
So this is a testimony for us.
这个圣经里面有很多啊，啊，能够感动人、有价值的眼泪。
Here the Bible has many recordings of tears shed with great value.
我们看路加福音第七章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 7.
路加福音七章。
Luke chapter 7.
三十六节。
Verse 36.
路加福音七章三十六节。
Luke chapter 7, verse 36.
有一个法利赛人请耶稣和他吃饭。耶稣就到法利赛人的家里去坐席。三十七节。那城里有一个女人是个罪人，知道耶稣在法利赛人家里坐席，就拿着沉香膏的玉瓶。三十八节。站在耶稣的背后挨着他的脚哭，眼泪湿了耶稣的脚，就用自己的头发擦干，用嘴连连的亲他的脚，把香膏啊抹上。这里讲到有一个妇人呢、因为他得到神很多的恩。
It records here a woman who had received great blessings from God.
所以他对主耶稣的恩啊非常感激啊，所以在主耶稣的脚前把香膏打破，膏在耶稣的身上，又在那里哭。
Because of her gratitude in terms of what she received, she broke an alabaster of oil and then anointed it on the feet of Jesus and also cried in front of him.
这里讲到说这个妇人啊是一个罪女。
This woman was a sinner.
当然这个罪人呢、在当时的社会里面呢、法利赛人呢、是他们有一个定义的。
For when you're a sinner, you have already been, condemned.
并不是说我们一般人呢、去做坏事的那种妇人呢、
Not just like, you know, an ordinary sinner.
因为法利赛人呢、如果看到人家不按照律法严谨的在所的，不严谨守律法的，他们都把他定义出罪人。
For the Pharisees were very strict. If they see someone who had been not obeying the laws, they would then condemn them as sinners.
当然这个女妇女呀、没有办法达到这个法利赛人他们对律法的一种要求。
Certainly, the woman having sinned would not be able to achieve the status.Having forsaken the laws of the Pharisees.
但是他知道主耶稣的救恩啊，来亲近主，主耶稣赦免他了。
But because she came close to Jesus Christ and she had been forgiven.
所以他对主耶稣的爱很多很大，很感激。
So she felt great love and towards Jesus Christ.
一方面流泪，一方面又把那个香膏啊膏在耶稣的身上。
And she shed tears on his feet and anointed his body with the precious oil.
所以法利赛人呢，请耶稣吃饭的这个法利赛人，他就在议论。
So the Pharisee who had hosted Jesus Christ for the meal that day debated with Jesus.
说如果耶稣是个先知啊，怎么不知道这个妇人啊是一个罪人？
If Jesus is a prophet, how does he not know that the woman here is a sinner?
后来主耶稣知道他心中的议论啊。
Of course, Jesus knew the heart of the Pharisee.
就问他说啊，一个人欠主人五两，一个人欠主人五十两。
Ask the Pharisee, this servant owes his master five silver dollars and the other one 50 silver dollars.
后来这两个人都没有钱偿还他的主人。
And eventually, neither of them had enough money and came to the
master. 主人后来都赦免他们了。
And forgave his servants their debts.
将来哪一个人对主人感恩更大？
Which one of these two had more of a gratitude, should have more of a gratitude to the master?
法利赛人西门说当然是那个得到赦免更多的他对主人的爱更大。
Pharisee Simon said, of course, the servant who owed 50 silver dollars for his debt was higher.
所以耶稣说没有错的。
Jesus said, indeed, you are not wrong.
他说你虽然请我吃饭
He said, you have invited me for this meal.
当然法利赛人请耶稣吃饭那个动机是怎么样不知道。
We don't know what moved the Pharisee to invite Jesus for the meal.
有时候他们是找机会要找主耶稣的把柄的。
Sometimes they want to cause trouble using this as an opportunity to stir it.
所以虽然表面上请耶稣吃饭，但是内心里面不是真的那么爱主。
But even though they wanted to invite him, Jesus Christ, to dinner, but in fact, this was not an invitation out of love.
所以主耶稣说你看我到你家你没有给我亲嘴也没有用水来洗我的脚。
Jesus said, when I came to your house, you never kissed me with your lips, and you never gave me water to wash my feet.
但是这个妇女啊，用眼泪湿了我的脚啊，用嘴亲我的脚。
And not only did this woman anoint my feet with oil, she had shed tears to also wash it.
因为她感觉到她很多的罪啊，啊都赦免了啊，所以出于感激的心啊。
So because this woman felt her sins had been forgiven, she had a heart of gratitude.
她在那边流泪痛哭啊。
That's why she shed tears and crying in pain.
所以说，因为她的赦爱大，她的赦免也大。
Because her love was greater, her forgiveness was greater.
所以这个妇人的眼泪啊，是值得纪念的。
So the tears of this woman has to be recognized.
因为她感受主耶稣的爱很大。
For she could feel the great love of Jesus Christ.
所以流出了感激的眼泪。
That is how she shed these tears of strong gratitude.
所以我们不要忘记神的恩啊。
Let's not forget the grace of God.
啊，十个大麻风的。他们都得到了主的医治。
They were all healed by Jesus Christ.
那九个人呢、啊？不见了。
The nine disappeared.
只有一个撒玛利亚的人呢、啊？啊，那么回来啊，称耶稣，感谢耶稣的恩典。
Only one healed leper from Samaria came back to give thanks to Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣说啊，怎么只有这个人回来？其他的人到哪里去了
？That is why Jesus asked. Only one came back. What happened to the other?
因为人常常啊，忘记了神给我们的恩。
Many people often forget the grace of God.
啊，所以像这样能够感恩流泪，这样的眼泪是值得纪念的。
So if you feel gratitude and you shed tears, then these tears will be remembered.
我们再看马可福音十四章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 14.
马可福音十四章。
Mark chapter 14.
七十二节。
Verse 72.
马可福音十四章七十二节。
Mark 14:72。
立时鸡叫了第二遍，彼得想起耶稣对他所说的话：“鸡叫两遍以先，你要三次不认我。”思想起来就哭了。这里是讲到这个彼得啊，悔改的眼泪。
Here it records the tears of repentance of Peter.
主要是要被抓去以前啊，他曾经对门徒说。
Before the capture of Jesus, he had spoken to his disciples.
说人要击打牧人啊，羊就会分散。
Because if an animal comes to attack the sheep, then the shepherd, the sheep will scatter.
所以他对门徒说，今天晚上啊，你们都会跌倒。
For tonight.All of you will fall.
彼得说啊，别人跌倒啊，我总不会。
Peter claimed, however, others may fall, but I will not.
因为我立志跟你一起死啊，我都愿意。
For I have given an oath that even if I have to die with you, I am willing to do so.
主耶稣对彼得说啊，今天鸡叫以前啊，你会三次不认我。
Jesus said to Peter, before the crow, the cock crows three times.You will forsake me three times.
啊，彼得说啊，主啊，我跟你即使都愿意，我怎么会不认你
？Peter said, "But I already am willing to be with you. How can I not recognize you?"
主耶稣又对他说啊，人要筛你们，好像筛麦子一样，筛麦子啊。
Oh, if people want to spread separate the wheat, it's just like you know.Shaking it.
啊，那我已经为你祷告了，你不注意失了信心。
And for I have prayed for you, and yet you have lost your faith.
所以你回头的时候，你要兼顾弟兄。
So when you come back, you will have to strengthen your brothers and sisters.
啊，彼得啊，本来跟着耶稣到克西马尼园祷告。
Peter had followed Jesus to the Garden of Gethsemane to pray.
啊，后来主耶稣在那里啊被抓去了。
There, Jesus was captured.
一开始的时候，他是远远的跟随主。
At that point, the disciples were following from afar.
然后他后来跟到那个大祭司的院子里面。
And then they followed. He followed Jesus to the grounds of the courtyard, the great courtyard.
啊，这个有人说啊，你就是跟耶稣啊同一伙的。
Someone said to Peter, "Weren't you together with Jesus?"
啊，彼得在那个时候不敢承认啊，三次发咒起誓。
And Peter said no, I don't. He didn't dare to say yes, and he swore three times.
啊，我根本不认识这个人。
Said I don't know this person.
后来啊，主耶稣就看他。
And Jesus looked at him.
而且啊，鸡叫了。
And the rooster crowed.
后来彼得啊，一路看到主耶稣的啊眼光啊，又想起主耶稣对他的说的话。
And then Peter then looked at the eyes of Jesus and remembered what he spoke said to him.
虽然他有心啊，为主一起去死啊，啊，但事实上啊，他自己又软弱。
Although he had the heart willing to die for Jesus Christ, his heart was weak.
他想到主耶稣的爱。
He could remember God's love.
想到自己的软弱。
And yet he also remembered.
后来就出去啊，痛哭了。
And then he went out and cried.
啊，所以这一次的痛哭啊，带给他一种悔改的力量。
And this time his tears were shed and gave him the strength to repent.
啊，后来主耶稣复活以后啊，他就带着门徒啊，啊，他们在祷告当中得力量啊。
And when Jesus resurrected, he led the disciples, and through prayers, they all received strength.
最后为主耶稣啊到处传道理。
And he made, gave testimony
一点都不怕
and he was never afraid.
所以这一次的流泪啊，是带给啊彼得啊复兴的一种力量。
So this tears that he shed actually gave him a kind of strength.
啊，这种悔改的眼泪啊，这是值得纪念的。
So these kind of tears of repentance is something for us to
啊，知道自己的软弱，哎，看到神的爱。
That you've seen your own weakness and you've all seen the love of God.
在这里面说啊，忧伤痛苦的眼泪啊，神不轻看。
So when there is a tears of a sorrow, God will not look upon them lightly.
我们看诗篇五十一篇。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 51.
十七节。
Verse 17.
诗篇五十一篇呐，十七节。
Psalms 51 verse 17.
五十一篇十七节
Psalms 51 verse 17
神所要的祭就是忧伤的灵神啊忧伤痛悔的心啊你必不轻看啊，这是大卫啊犯罪以后的祷告
David after he had sinned he prayed in this way
他在无意当中啊就犯了很严重的罪
In his ignorance he had sinned mightily
啊，后来神借着先知啊去提醒他。
And through the prophet, he was warned.
啊，结果大卫知道罪了以后啊，他说：“我得罪神呐。”
And after he realized it, he said, "I have sinned greatly against."
然后在神的面前呢，痛哭悔改。
And in front of God, he cried and he repented.
他为自己的罪啊，切切的痛悔。
And he painfully was very contrite for his own sins.
所以我们看到那个大卫啊，他写的诗歌里面啊，常常都提到他犯的罪。
So whenever he writes in his psalms, he always remembers his great sin.
讲起来这个很不容易啊。
Yeah, this is not an easy matter.
一般人啊，犯错了以后都一直想办法遮盖自己。
After most sins of men, they try and hide them, those sins.
那大卫是一个王啊。
But David is a king.
所以他既然犯罪了，他就把整个脸啊，那个面子整个都撕破了。
But after his sins, his face had already been shredded apart.
啊，他公开的讲述自己的罪啊，然后求神啊，能够彻底的饶恕他的罪。
And he openly spoke of his sins and openly asked God to forgive his sins.
他说啊，神啊，我真的大大得罪你。
He said, "Oh God, I have greatly committed sins against."
假使你要我献什么祭物，我都可以献上。
Whatever you want me to offer, I will offer.
但是我知道你不是真正喜欢那些祭物的。
But I do know that you're not really that interested in those kind of offerings.
你所要的祭啊，就是忧伤痛悔的心灵。
What you want to remember is that I have a heart of sorrow.
我既然错了，我就为我自己的罪啊，为了过犯了，痛哭流泪悔改。
That I have a heart that because that's contrite and will be willing to have tears of pain so that I can repent of my sins.
他知道说这样流改悔改流泪 这个是神所看重的。
This kind of repentance through his tears are things which God focuses and emphasizes on.
真的是遮掩罪过你就不会亨通。
And
遮盖你的罪没有办法顺利的。
By hiding your sins, there's really no peaceful peace after that.
但是你能够承认而且悔改离弃罪过的神就会怜悯。
But if you are openly repentant of your sins and declare it, then your sins will be forgiven.
所以大卫为自己的罪痛哭悔改，然后神就安慰他，赐给他生命。
That is why David openly repented of all his sins and God then forgave him and blessed him.
我们知道说这种悔改的眼泪这是有价值的，这是神会纪念的。
So these are tears of value will be recognized by God.
我们再看创世纪四十五章。
Let's also turn to Genesis chapter 45.
创世纪四十五章。
Genesis chapter 45.
第一节。
Verse 1.
创世纪四十五章第一节。
Genesis chapter 45 verse 1.
约瑟在左右站着的人面前前不住进吩咐一声说人都要离开我去约瑟和弟兄相认的说并没有一个人站在他面前第二节他就放声大哭埃及人和法老家中的人都听见了再看第九十四节
Let's turn
to verse 14. 四十五章十四节
Chapter 45, verse 14.
说于是约瑟伏在他兄弟便雅悯的颈项哭便雅悯也在他的颈项哭十五节
15.
他又与众弟兄亲嘴抱着他们哭随后他弟兄就和随后他弟兄们就和他说话这是很感动人的一幕
These are very images are very moving.
本来耶稣小的时候在家里得到父亲最大的爱。
When Joseph was young, he was the most beloved of his father.
但是他的哥哥们却嫉妒他。
And all his brothers were jealous of him.
所以不跟他讲和睦的话。
And therefore did not speak to him in a fair way.
因为耶稣的妈妈很早就过世。
Because The mother of Joseph had already died.
耶稣比较乖巧，所以爸爸就特别疼他。
Joseph was very obedient, and his father loved him greatly.
所以爸爸给他买一件彩衣别的兄弟都没有。
And he bought Joseph a coat of great rainbow colors. None of his brothers had it.
所以那个哥哥们就嫉妒他。
And so his brothers were jealous of him.
说哥哥有说做坏事这个耶稣会报告给爸爸。
And obviously with his brothers, when they did bad things, Joseph told on them.
说有一次耶稣要去探望他哥哥的时候。
Once Joseph went to see his brothers,
他哥哥们就想说怎么把这个弟弟害死。
And the brothers plotted to find a way to kill their little brother.
后来有一个哥哥说害死他不好了因为他是我们的兄弟。
But one older brother said, no, that's not right to kill him, he's our brother.
我们不如把他卖掉了。
Let's just sell him.
所以用20块钱就把他卖给一个以实玛利人。
For $20, he was sold to the tribe of Ishmael.
耶稣就被带到埃及。
And he went over to the land of
Israel. 一开始在一个王的护卫长家里当奴隶。
And he was a servant, slave,in a rich man's house.
后来又被无赖下在监里。
And then he was falsely accused and he was sent to prison.
所以耶稣在国外受苦十几年。
And he suffered for many tens of years in outside his country.
直到有一天法老王做梦。
And one day Pharaoh had a dream.
有一个酒政才介绍说有一个希伯来人非常有智慧。
And a wine bearer remembered that there was a man of wisdom, who Hebrew man of wisdom.
他会解梦。
And he could interpret.
王才叫人把这个约瑟带到王宫来。
And Pharaoh demanded that this man be brought to the palace.
因为他很聪明会解梦王说，哇，这个这么聪明的人我到哪里去找
？Because of the wisdom of Joseph and his abilities to decipher dreams, Pharaoh was impressed.
所以立他做宰相来管理全埃及。
And give him the position of grand vizier so that he could command and administer over the land of Egypt.
因为神让当地啊，所有的地方啊，都遭遇饥荒。
And in that time, many countries outside Egypt suffered famine.
神也让约瑟知道说啊，将来有大饥荒。
But Joseph already was forewarned of this great.
所以他就事先啊，储备了很多很多粮食。
And he had.Saved a lot of grain in anticipation of the famine.
所以埃及人呢，各地的人呐、啊，都向约瑟来买粮食。
So the people of Egypt and the people surrounding Egypt came over to Egypt.
约瑟的兄弟啊，也为着来买粮食啊。
And the brothers of Joseph came also to buy grain.
后来才有机会啊，跟约瑟相见。
And that was the way they met with Joseph.
啊，约瑟啊，要跟他们兄弟相见的时候，当然他也有一个计划。
Of course, when he wanted to meet with his brothers, he also had a plan.
啊，看他的兄弟啊，是不是一样啊？啊，缺乏爱心。
He wanted to know whether his brothers' hearts had changed, whether still lacking in love.
所以叫他说：“你们回去，你们把最小的弟弟带来。
”And ask for his brothers to return.To bring the father back, but kept his little brother.
啊，然后他们要回去的时候、啊，才把那个约瑟的金杯啊放在便雅悯的袋子。
And he left a gold cup belonging to Joseph in the sack of Benjamin.
啊，用计谋又把他们骗回来。
And by trickery managed to capture them back.
啊，后来约瑟发现说啊，他们有爱弟的爱护弟弟的那一种情分呢、啊。
He discovered that his brother still had a heart of love for the little brother.
啊，最后看他们相认。
And therefore he disclosed who he was to them.
啊，耶稣当时啊说啊，因为看到那个兄弟呀、啊，所以那个爱心呐、啊，让他、啊、受感动，没有办法克制自己呀、啊，所以就放声大哭。
And because he saw the love of his brothers, he finally released all the pent up.Sorrow, and he cried.
哦，他说，伏在那个便雅悯呢，他亲弟弟的身上啊，在那哭了很久。
And he had cried of tears with his younger brother, his older brother Benjamin for quite a long time.
啊，那诺叫他们兄弟说，你们回去啊，赶快把爸爸全家人呢都带到这个埃及来啊，然后他奉养他们。
And so Joseph asked his brothers to return back to the land and bring their father back to the land of Egypt.
给他们住在埃及地最好的歌山地啊，最富庶的地方。
And he housed his brothers and his father in the best place that Egypt had to offer.
后来父亲年纪大了，后来离世了。
And their father passed away when he was older.
因为那哥哥们啊，想到说我们以前呐、啊、害约瑟。
And the brothers were scared because long time ago they had harmed Joseph.
啊，现在爸爸不在了，可能他会报复我们。
Now that their father had passed on, they were worried that Joseph would seek out revenge against.
所以他们是良心不安呐、啊。
And their hearts were not at peace.
所以他们就派人呐、啊、去告诉约瑟。
And so they sent people to talk to Joseph.
说、啊、爸爸还在的时候，叫你啊不要报复我们。
And said.To Joseph, that when their father was alive, to instruct that Joseph not seek out revenge on them.
要约瑟能够饶恕他们。
And had requested that Joseph forgave them.
他说约瑟啊，听到了这些话以后，他就感到很难过了。
And when Joseph heard these words, he felt great discomfort.
啊，我们看到说啊，那个是骨肉亲情啊，啊，真情的那个爱的流露。
He could see that these are the true emotions that comes out of true blood relationship.
而且约瑟对他的兄弟根本一点恨都没有。
And Joseph had no hatred at all for his brothers.
所以是一种完全饶恕的一种眼泪。
He had tears of complete forgiveness already for his brothers.
我们看创世纪五十章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 50.
创世纪五十章的十七节。
Let's turn to chapter 50.
五十章十七节
50,
说你们要对约瑟这样说啊，从前你哥哥恶待你，求你饶恕他们的过犯和罪恶，如今求你饶恕你父亲神的仆人的过犯。他们对约瑟说这话，约瑟就哭了。 十八节
18.
他们的哥哥又来俯伏在他面前说，我们都是你的仆人。十九节
19.
耶稣对他们说，不要害怕，我怎么能够代替神呢？二十节
20.
从前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是好的，要保全许多人的性命，成就了今日的光景。耶稣的哥哥啊，因为啊做坏事啊，所以良心不安呢、啊。
The older brothers of Joseph had done wrong things; their hearts were not at peace.
因为他们怕说啊，出卖了耶稣，现在怕耶稣报复他们。
They were afraid that having sold Joseph, Joseph would seek out revenge on them.
所以他们派人啊去向耶稣求情啊，他们也伏在耶稣面前呢 啊求耶稣饶恕他们。
So they sent emissaries to Joseph. Not only that, they came to Joseph and bowed down towards him.
他说耶稣啊，听到了他们所讲的话，看到这个情景，他就哭了。
This,
他说我怎么能够代替神呢？
He said, How can I, you know, face God?
说你们从前的意思想要害我，但是神的意思是好的啊。
But remember, you long time wanted, you wanted to harm me long, a long time ago, but God had planned this.
就是要啊，成全今日的光景啊，然后保存我们全家人的生命。
His intent, God's intent was for good to happen, so that I can preserve the lives of our brothers and sisters, so that we have them today.
所以我们看到这个耶稣的眼泪啊，就是一种亲情啊，非常感动人的眼泪。
So you see, the tears of Joseph were very, very emotional.
所出的情分啊，真情的爱。
This showed the true love that he displayed for his people.
啊，虽然过去兄弟害他，但是他对他们完全一点还没有，完全的饶恕。
Even though his brothers had harmed him long time ago, he completely forgave them.
啊，这样的眼泪啊，真的很有价值。
So these tears are of great value.
啊，所以说我们也要从内心里面饶恕那些啊得罪我们的人。
So our hearts must also forgive those who sinned against
us. 啊，尤其啊我们的兄弟。
Especially our brothers.
圣经里面箴言里面说、啊、兄弟本来是骨肉亲情啊。
Proverbs tells us that brothers are united like bones.
啊，应该是很亲密的关系。
And they have very close proximity to each other.
啊，但是如果兄弟啊互相的怀恨啊，所以有时候你要啊劝他们和好，比攻城还要难。
Sometimes and when they're fighting against each other, you must warn them that they have to be united.
啊，那就很可惜啦。
Otherwise, it would be very.
本来是所族之情啊，后来变成好像仇敌一样。
At first, they were very close together. Finally, they're like enemies.
啊，但是我们信主的人呐、啊，我们要有爱心。
And as believers of God, we need to have heart.
啊，这个爱心当然要从我们家族、我们所族之情开始做起。
And of course, this manifestation of love must start from the family, from you know, people which we are.
啊，不管我们的亲人啊，有时候做对不起我们的地方，我们要确实的、完全的饶恕他们。
Even if they've done us wrong, we have to forgive them completely.
我们能够饶恕别人呐、啊，我们神才会饶恕我们。
And if we can forgive others, then God will forgive us.
我们知道做饶恕的眼泪啊，是相当有价值的。
We know that tears of forgiveness have great value.
我们再看撒母耳记上第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 1.
我们看第十节
Verse 10.
撒母耳记上第一章第十节
First Samuel chapter 1 verse 10.
一章第十节
So First Samuel chapter 1 verse 10.
哈拿心里愁苦，就痛痛哭泣，祈祷神啊。这里讲到这个哈拿的故事哦。
Here it's the story of Hannah.
哈娜是一个相当好的妇人。
Hannah was a great wife.
啊，但是啊，她却没有办法生育。
But she was barren.
啊，这个在古时候的犹太社会里面啊，就是相当难过的事情。
In the old society in Israel, it was a very sad thing to be barren.
因为神对女人的后裔啊，有一个很重要的应许。
For the instruction of God to womanhood was one.
啊，因为他们都盼望啊，啊，他们能够蒙福啊，有机会啊，啊，能够啊，成为那个救主啊啊的来源。
For perhaps every woman has a wish that they can give birth to the Messiah.
啊，说一个人如果结婚了以后没生小孩，啊，在犹太社会啊，啊， 他们认为是羞耻的事情。
So if a woman is married and cannot have children, it is a shameful situation.
那虽然丈夫很爱她
，and her husband loved her greatly，
但是她被人激动啊，所以一直心里很愁苦啊，吃不下饭。
And people sort of criticized her, so she was unable to eat.
所以后来就到神的面前了、啊，说痛痛哭泣啊，祷告神。
So Hannah came to God and wept bitterly to God.
所以把一切的愁苦啊，在神的面前呢、啊，倾心吐意。
And so she brought up all these matters in her bitter tears to God.
啊，因为你跟人家讲啊，就是自己的丈夫啊，没有给他安慰。
Even if she had spoken to other people and discussed this, she would never get comfort.
所以她就把一切的愁苦啊，倒在神的面前。
So she brought all her bitterness to God.
啊，结果她的祷告啊，神垂听。
And her prayers were heard.
所以按照她所求的啊，赐给她一个儿子。
And through her prayers and requests.
啊，所以她说啊，这个儿子啊，起名叫撒母耳，说神，这个是从神那里祷告求来的。
So.A son, Samuel, was given to her, and this is a gift from God.
啊，所以撒母耳就是神听见了祷告啊，啊是给他的儿子。
So the meaning of Samuel is that God has heard your prayers and given a son to you.
哈，啊，所以我们看到说这个流泪哀哭的祷告啊，啊这也是神所喜悦的。
So the person who cries and prays in tears would be heard by God.
啊，祷告啊。就是除了说我们用嘴巴以外要有感情。
So when you pray, not only through words, you have to have emotions.
啊把我们呢、啊、一些内心的愁苦倒在神面前啊可以在神的面前祷告哭泣求。
And you can bring all your sorrow to God and you can give it to God and pray to God for resolution of these matters.
啊像哈拿一样。
Just like Hannah.
而且圣经里面也谈到好多啊像这样类似的祷告。
Of course, the Bible records many incidents where such prayers were made in such.
耶伯啊，受苦的时候。
And when Job was suffering.
啊，本来朋友要来安慰他，啊，我来去责备他说你犯罪了才会这样。
And when his friends first came, wanted to comfort him, but in fact turned out to be persecuting him, saying that he had.
所以他已经很苦了，朋友又责备他。
And he already felt such bitterness, and yet his friends were persecuting him.
好、哦，所以他说啊，我只有在神的面前啊，泪眼汪汪啊。
He could only say, "I can bring my bitterness in front of God, so that I can."
没有人可以讲啊，只有向神流泪祷告。
Nobody else can say anything except to shed tears and pray to God.
西家得了重病，快死掉了。西家，西。西家王天西德强西家
Hezekiah King Hezekiah
神借着先知告诉他
Through the prophet God told him
你得了必死的病啊你要死掉了
You already have an illness that's going to kill you
啊你有什么话你就写好啊做一个交代
What words you have just write it down so that you can pass it on to others
西西家那个时候啊没有办法下床啊那就在床上啊翻个身啊朝向这个墙壁。
So Hezekiah couldn't do anything, he tossed and turned in his bed and just, you know, swore at a wall.
神就在那边痛哭啊流泪祷告。
And so he cried in bitterness.
说神啊求你怜悯啊求你能够纪念我啊。
Said to God, oh,Can you please forgive me? Please recognize.
啊，这个先出出去啊，神的话马上临到。
And when the prophet left, the words of the word.
说你回去告诉他。
And said to the prophet, go back and.
所以我神已经看到你的眼泪啊，听到你的哀求。
And that God has already seen your tears and heard your wails.
所以神要让你啊，增加15年的寿命。
So, you are going to have an additional 15 years of life.
你再过三天啊你就会下床啊。
So, in 3 days, you will leave this bed.
好后来西家王啊啊他就活过来了。
So, Hezekiah, lived and survived his illness.
所以这种流泪的祷告啊啊这个神会纪念。
So, in this prayer, in this way, God will, recognize.
所以有时候我们为圣公祷告流泪。
So sometimes when we pray for holy water,
有时候我们为我们的家人，为我们的儿女啊流泪祷告。
So when we pray for our family members, our children,
啊，说这种眼泪啊，神都会纪念啊，把我们装在那个袋子里面。
God will remember all these tears and put it in a bottle.
啊，所以这种眼泪啊不会白流。
And these tears are not shed in a wasteful.
所以路加福音里面说啊，哀哭的人呐、啊，哀痛的人呐、啊，能够得安慰。
That's why in Luke it records that those who are sorrowful and cry will be comforted.
你现在能够哀哭的，将来能够得喜乐。
For those who are going to in sorrow right now, will have joy later.
啊，因为神会把我们眼泪擦干净。
For God will dry our tears.
啊，所以我们虽然经过流泪谷啊，啊，所以会变成泉源之地。
And so through a passage of the tears.We will become wholesome again.
啊，遇到一些困难的处境啊，啊，但是我们流泪，哎，呼求神。
And when we meet sorrowful times, we will shed tears and then pray to God for.
啊，神会带领我们进到那个喜乐、平安、更美好的境界里面。
God will lead us into the place of joy and happiness.
我们来唱诗520首。
Let's sing hymn 520.
520.
520.